Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus, the Ilui Nishmas, the mechaber of the sefer Ben Lo'oshri, Hagoyin Hagadol, the Hatzadik, Rav Yitzchak Hakohen Haberman, and he promises in the hakdama to his sefer, Hadgahat Nishkinder, he didn't have children. And he promises that whoever learns his sefer, that he will be a mele to Yosher for this person, and it should bring Yeshuas. So, first of all, it's gevaldik to learn Torah, the beautiful Torah of the Tzadik Miranana, Hagon Rav Yitzchak Haberman. And also, it should be a schus that in Shemayim he should have Nachas Ruach, and that he should give us daven for Yeshuas for us, and obviously, most importantly, when we learn Torah, that it should give Nachas Ruach to the Borei Olam. So we will begin Yit Hashem, Parshas Shmos, and the Sefer is broken up into different little Shtiklach Torah. Sometimes he starts off, he writes Pilpul, sometimes he writes Drush, sometimes he writes Sod, sometimes he writes Remez. So he has different Mahalchim, and each time he tells you in advance what to expect. So this one is a Pilpul, but his Pilpulim are very short. Most Pilpulish Sfarim have long, intense, profound Pilpulim, and the Ben Lo'oshri gives us short, quick, to the point, easily digestible Pilpulim. So in the Pasuk Havin Ischak Malo, that the Mitzrim intended to outsmart the Jews. So what is the meaning of Havin Ischak Malo, the Medrash Pliya? It's brought in the name of the Medrash Rabbah, but Lamaisa, it's not in the Medrash Rabbah, it's not in the Yalkut. It's a Medrash Pliya, Midrashim that seem to, I don't know where they came from, what the source is, but they say wondrous things, and then the creative mind has to figure out what this Medrash meant. So, Havin Ischakim, let's outsmart them. So the Medrash Pliya says, Bo v'nevatel mehem shmiras Shabbos. Let us come and nullify, cancel their Shmiras Shabbos. Let's stop the Jews from keeping Shabbos. What does that have in Ischak Malo? How does that fit in? So, the Tzadik Miranana explains as follows, that Chazal tell us in Sotir Aleph Amr Aleph, brought in Rashi, that the Mitzrim's idea was Nadunam b'mayim, let's judge them with water, let's throw the babies in the water. Kol ha'ben ha'yelod ha'yorot ha'shlichu, is that the parents themselves should throw the children in the water. The parents, just like Yocheved did. She just put them in a little raft, in a little teva, in a little box, because she was hoping that he would be saved via Nes. And others, Pashut, Al Yedei Gzeres HaMalchus, how to throw themselves, their kids in the river. Because if the Gzera was that the policemen should come and take the children and cast them into the river, the Pasuk would have said, Hayaora Yashlichu. But it was Tashlichu who was talking to the Jewish people, that their job, their task, was to take their children, Rachman al-Litzlan, and throw them in the river. So, possibly the cruel kavana was of Paro, that all he was doing was saying, he wasn't actually throwing them in the river, he was just giving the command. And he is not then going to be punished for drowning them. Because he wasn't doing it. He gave the command, but the Jews actually did the Maisa. And that's what Chazal say in Yalkut Shimoni, Bishalach, Remez Resh Mem Aleph, that Alayam Uza, the Tsar of Mitzrayim, the minister angel of Mitzrayim, Tainid, Ribono Shel Olam, Vipnei Mata Rotzeh Latbiya Banai Bayam. Well, why do you want to drown my Egyptian people in the sea? Klum Hemet Biyu Ez Banecha? Did they actually drown your children? No, it wasn't them, it was the Jews. So that's what the Medrash is saying, that the Mitzrim and Paro have a taina that it wasn't them. And the Medrash is understanding that the Gzeira of Paro, Kol HaBen HaYilod HaYoret HaShlichu, was that the Jewish parents should throw them in, and not the Egyptians, and therefore they wouldn't get punished. And then they would, Alayam, they have a taina to save themselves, to defend themselves. It's just Dibor. But there's a Stira. And the Stira is that the Jewish people keep Shabbos. And the Torah tells us, it's about Shabbos, Kivo Shavas Mikol Melachto. And it's known that when God created the world, He created it through speech. So how did God rest on the seventh day? God rested through speech. As it says, B'dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. With the word of God, the heavens were made. And if that's the case, we see that a dibur is also considered a pu'ula. Dibur also has significance. It's not just hot air. And if that's true, then even though Paro just said words, but he's going to be held responsible, because when we keep Shabbos, we're showing that words matter, because God created the world with words, with speech. So therefore, Paro's speech, Paro's telling us to drown our children, was significant. And therefore, he's guilty. So what was Paro's taina? Paro's taina was Nevatel Mehem Shabbos. Let's be Nevatel Shabbos, because Shabbos goes against his svara. The dibur is insignificant, therefore it's not his fault. He's not guilty. They're guilty. Because what does dibur mean? Dibur is nothing, but we have to be Mevatel Shabbos, because Shabbos shows that it's not true. Because dibur is significant. God created the world with dibur. Therefore, let's be Mevatel Shabbos. And if there's going to be no Shabbos, then dibur won't be significant, and then we won't be guilty. That's what the Tzaddik Meir Anana says. So, you could also say Pashit. It says, Shelo yu diburcha b'chol kidiburcha b'shabbos kidiburcha b'chol. The special Isser of dibur on Shabbos. See the significance of dibur. It's Mamish and Isser. So, it's Chil Shabbos. So, Shabbos, we show the importance of dibur, we watch our dibur, so Paro's dibur is significant, and the Mele, he is guilty, so they wanted to be Mevatel Shmir Shabbos. Okay, so that maybe is a hesber for this Medrash Pliya. Havan Ischak Malo, we're going to skip now to one shtickel, and we're going to go to the next one, which is a drush. And what does the drush say? Perish Rashi, Rabbi Seinu Darshi L'Moshin Shal Yisrael. Let us outsmart the Savior of Israel. Ladunam b'mayim, to judge them with water. Shekvar nishba she'ein mevi mabul l'olam, because he already swore that he's not going to bring a mabul. So we don't have to worry about mida k'neged mida, because if we drown the Jewish children, then we're going to be knocked off with water, because God promised that he's not going to bring a mabul. So according to this, who's the Moshian? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's outsmart God. Because God said he's not going to bring a mabul, so when we throw the kids in the water, he can't punish us with water. He says, there's no mabul. Later on, it says, Vaitzav Paro L'chol Amo, Rashi explains, Yom Shenolad Moshe, Amolad Stakeninav, Hayom Nolad Moshin Shal Yisrael. So the day Moshe was born, Paro's sorcerers told him, his astrologers told him, that today the Savior of the Jewish people was born. So what do you mean the Savior of the Jewish people is born, Moshe Anshel Yisrael? That's Moshe. So who's the Moshe Anshel Yisrael? Rashi here says, it seems to say it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rashi later on, Vayitzav Paro L'chol Amo, seems to say that it's Moshe, because they said that the Savior of Israel has been born. That's Moshe. God is never born. It's a mistake a billion people make. God was never born. So how are we miyashiv this steer in Rashi? So we can explain, based on the Maimer Chazal, that Shnei Ksuv Mamachishim Zed Zad Shiyavo Kosev Ashlishi V'Achriya Beinayim. We have a third source that can explain. So in the pasuk of Moshe HaYeroach, Chazal Darshan, Kol ma shekasuf bo haya misukin lekach. Everything written about Moshe, he was prepared for this. Chazal also tell us, Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein ata goalan, Ein acher goalan. If you don't redeem them, nobody else is going to redeem them. So who are the Jewish people redeemed by? It was a kiviyachol, excuse the term, it was a tag team. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe together. B'yad Moshe al pi Hashem. B'chayotze b'zeh pirish Rashi, B'midbar paragimel pasuk tezayin, Tanchuma also, B'midbar tezayin. B'minyan halavim. And how could he? It says in the Minyan Alevim, Shai mi ben Chodesh. So how is Moshe counting the Tinokos? So the Medrash says, Rashi says, that Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Oel, and the Shechina was preceded him, and a baskol comes out, and it says, Kach v'kach Tinokos bo'el zeh. And it told him how many kids there were. Mi ben Chodesh. So it's Biad Moshe v'al pi Hashem. So too here. We're both Moshe and Shel Yisrael. Moshe al pi Hashem. Therefore, one Rashi says Moshe and Shel Yisrael is Hashem. The other one says Moshe and Shel Yisrael is Moshe because it's Moshe al pi Hashem. It was a dual source of Yeshua. We continue to the next piece, and this. The Tzaddik Mirahanana tells us that it's Musr. So it says in the Pasuk that V'nosav gam hu al sonenu. If there are going to be too many Jews, they're going to be added also onto those who hate us. So B'misora, he brings the Misora, where they have a Pasuk with the same words that connect to this pasuk, same words this pasuk used. V'nosaf al nachalas hamata. That's a pasuk in Bamidbar lamed vav gimel. V'hayel echad b'mnei shiftei b'nei Yisrael l'nashim v'nigra nachalas imnachalas osenu. V'nosaf al nachalas hamata sher tiyan alhem imigor nachalas osenu yigareh. That if the bnos lofchad marry out of the tribe, then we're going to lose out on our portion. V'nosaf al nachalas hamata, and it's going to be added on to the inheritance of a different tribe. So that's Vinosaf. Vinosaf kamuol sanayin. Vinosaf al nachalas hamata. So these two psukim are connected by the tradition. So B'derech HaMusar explains the tzaddik that this is Merames al Maisa Hatzdaka. That this parasha is the beginning of the Yimei HaShovavim, Kayadua. Shekol HaTikun Nasai De Mitzvot Tzdaka Kayadua L'Yodei Chen. We know that the Iker Tikun of Yimei HaShovavim is Mitzvot Tzdaka. And we have to be careful not to give tzedakah l'shem eza pnia. Because if a person gives tzedakah l'shem isparus, if he gives it in order to show off for his own personal motivations, impure motivations, so sometimes the ani is embarrassed and he's causing evil to himself. So what's the eitz? So the eitz is to believe that all of your wealth is from God. And you're just a gabbai. You're just handling God's money. You're God's money manager, so to speak. Kiviyachol. But it's God's money. It's a great way of looking at it, by the way. when you have someone else's money, you're very careful with it. I mean, if you're not, if you're an Erel Chayid, you're an honest person, you're very careful with that money. It's not your money. This is God's money. You're just the gabbai. You're just the manager. And then if God says, oh, you're not a dependable money manager, I don't like the way you're using the money, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can chas v'shalom remove the person from gabos. Like King David said, Divrei Yomim Aleph, Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Yudalit, Ki Mimcha HaKol, Miyotcha Nesanu Loch. From your hand is everything. And from your hand you gave to us. From your hand we gave to you. It's all from you anyway. And then it's not hard to give it away. If you're writing checks from someone else's bank account, that's not hard. Imagine in your mind right now. You're writing a check, but it's not coming out of your account. It's coming out of someone else's account. And he told you. He wants you to write this check to tzedakah.
that's fun. You get to give and you don't lose.
So if you realize that it's all God's money, lo yera levavcha besita lo, like the pasuk says,
it won't be hard for you to give.
And adarabba, you'll be so happy. You're feeling ratzon Hashem. Now tevas nachlas hamate, v'nosaf al nachlas hamate, is begematria mazekes, harming. So according to this, we can understand what the v'nosaf is. If a person sees that he has more than he needs, and he thinks that this is al v'nosaf, al, that's nosaf al nachlas mate. If he has more, it's v'nosaf. If he has more, and al, he thinks he's above other people, because kocho v'otzim yado asalo asachayil hazeh, because of the power of his hand, he was able to earn all of this wealth. That's what el tshrachta zoi, that's what he thinks. So what's the answer? The answer is, then also osher hashem lebal of l'rasa rachmana litzlan, like the pasuk says, this is wealth that's for the person's, to the person's detriment. And then it's the gematria mazekes, that's v'noisaf al. If a person has extra and he thinks al, that he's above his friends, he has gaiva, then nachalas hamate, which is gematria mazekes al v'abot v'nosaf gam, what it says in our pasuk, v'nosaf gam, if a person has a lot of ashiras, because gam is a ribui, gam is l'rabos, gam always comes to include something, bracious rabbah, parsha chav bezos bez. So v'nosaf gam, you have ribui, more and more ashiras, know that the ashiras is from God, al yidei zeh, he's zocha to be al, he's zocha to be higher than sonenu, than those who hate him, and they will fall. Not the pashup shot, admittedly. Ka'omram, gedolat staka shemekarev is a sageula. Staka brings the geula close. So kol shekin, if the geula's mekarev, certainly it's going to save you from daily tzaras. So that's the connection between the two nosafs. The negative side is v'nosaf al nachlas hamate, that if a person has extra and he thinks he's greater than others, then it's going to be mazekes, gematria nachlas hamate. But if v'nosaf gam, if he has more and more and extra ribuyim, he's going to be al, he's going to be above sonenu, those who hate him, those who cause him tzaras. That's the koach of tzedaka. So this should be ma'or us to give tzedaka, especially during Yemei Shovivim, that this is the eager time to give tzedaka. Seres Yemei Tshuva is also a good time to give tzedaka. Every day is a good day to give tzedaka. Vayasimu alav serei misim lamana nosa besivlosam. So now he goes into a drush. This he entitles drush. And they placed on him sarei misim, ministers of misim, laman anoso besivlosam, in order to afflict him in his suffering. Why does it say sarei misim? It says just say sarei misim, to take misim. Why do you have tax collectors? Sarei misim, to collect taxes. What does mas have to do with laman anoso besivlosam, that they made them work hard? They afflicted them by making them work hard. What does one have to do with the other? So that's why Rashi wasn't compelled to say that the mass is that they should build these cities, these Ari Miskinos. That's the mass. Not taxes, but that they have to build. That's the mass. However, the Rashbam in Parshas Vayeshev said that Rashi told him, Rashi, his grandfather, admitted that if he could, he could make Perushim Chadoshim. Every there's always a new generation, and we always need new Perushim. That's why new Perushim on Chumash are coming out constantly. So the Rishayim Bizman Hazeh, what they try to do is, sometimes, they try to tax people so much that they work hard and they barely get any payment. They almost work for free, there's so much taxes. So we have to be, we have to fit the pshat into the pshatim ha-mischad shebuchol yom. So we want to relate this to actually paying taxes. So what does it mean, lamana noso besivlosam? In order to make the Jewish people suffer, the Baal HaTurim says, beperach. In other words, they said, "Benuanu lachem arim l'sheves." First, I want you to build cities for yourselves to live in. We'll give you all the materials you need, and we'll also pay you. So while you're working, you'll have parnasa. So aren't they great? Then what happened? Then came the gzeiras hamisim, that they are going to subtract a large sum, and then almost everything is for free. And then it was in Inui, because originally they thought that it was for them to live in. And in the meantime, they're going to have Parnassa. And it turns out that it wasn't. It really wasn't for them in the end. They ended up building it for Paro, and they were taxing them also. So that was the biggest suffering that the Jews had. They had to pay a lot of tax. They thought they're going to get paid, like the Baal HaTurim says, that they're going to get paid. But then they started taxing them, and the taxes were so heavy. So it ended up they didn't have the parnasa. That's sivlosam, even though they were promised. It was lehefech. So they ended up building it for Paro. It wasn't for them. And they were working for free. So maybe that's the sari misim. It means kipshuto taxes. In addition to Rashi's pshat that they have to build these cities, but also taxes. Even though that's the perach, right? Beferach, they enslaved them. Beferach, which is perach, which is soft words. So what was the perach? You'll have parnas in the meantime, but in the end they took the taxes. Another drush. Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis V'Kasher Yanu Oso Ken Yirbe V'Chein Yifrotz. As they afflicted them, so they increased and multiplied. So there's a pshat of Rebunim on the pasuk. Rabbis Machshavas B'Lavish. V'Atzis Hashem Yisakum. That a lot of people think, a lot of thoughts in a person's heart, how to save themselves from the gzera of the makom of. Get themselves away from the God's decree. They're going to outsmart God. V'atzas Hashem he. The Atz of Hashem. You know what the Atz of Hashem is? You know how he does it? He. That very hischakmus. That very action that a person does to avoid God's decree. Sakum. That exactly is what helps fulfill God's decree. You see that in life. Somebody's trying so hard to avoid something, and exactly what he does, that's what... makes it happen in the first place. That's what causes it to happen. If he wouldn't have done anything, it maybe wouldn't have happened, but he was trying so hard to avoid God's decree. God can make anything happen however he wants. But the person suddenly tries so hard, exactly what he did to avoid it, made it actually happen. So the gzeira of Hashem was that they should be yifra v'yirbu, to
take out all the nitzotzos, kedoshos, anishamos, shenafel, klipas, mitzrayim. Take out all the holy sparks and all to redeem the souls that fell into the klipa of Mitzrayim. Or like the Mefarshim say, that there's so going to be so many people, that's Mashlim the Shibud. That instead of being 400 years or 430 years, it's going to be 210 years. But the Jewish people were working so hard, they barely had a spirit. They almost lost their taiva, like it says in Shmos Rabbah, Parash Aleph, Osiyot Beis. And then there was the women, they were zochet to the kior, the Maris Hatzovos, that the women beautified themselves in order to give the men a desire for them, like Rashi says. Like Rachav said about, said to the Meraglim, Vayimas Levavena V'lo Kama Od Ruach Be'ish. Chazal Darshan Shaloyu Miskashim, they roved tsara, they didn't have the koach that men normally have. When a person has tsara, he just doesn't, he loses all interest in that. But because the mitzrim were mishtadel and they were gozer gzeres ros to prevent the Jewish people from doing pir verivya, like Chazal tell us, Vayaris and Yenu Zuprishus Derech Eretz. And it's known that Gmayim Genavim Yum Taku, that when something is usur, it's much sweeter. Stolen waters is sweet. So that gave them more of a rutzin for Piri Verivya. So Vakashir Yanuosam, they were monea them from Precious and Derech Eretz. The Mitzrim said, the Mitzrim did what they could to start to prevent them from being with their wives. Ken Yirbe, the Koach HaTaiva was Misrabe. The very act that the Mitzrim did to prevent the Jews from having Taiva, that made them have more Taiva. This Gzera they have not to be with their wives, that made them want to be with their wives. Mayim Ganav Mutaku. And Memela, Ken Yifrots. That's also, and then they increased because they were with their wives, they had more children. So, there's a lot more on Parshas Shmos, and Beretzos Hashem Darkenu, it should be a schus, and this year alone should bring down Yeshuas for all of us. And B'siyata Dishmaya, like I said, the Ikar is to give Nachas Ruach to the Neshama of the Tzaddik Miranana, and primarily to give Nachas Ruach to the Borei Olam that we're learning his Torah Kedosha. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and